Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
At the Morrison's checkout, the post office queue, the town's only cash point, the last working loo. You'll be there for a while, 'cause you'll find that I'll be stood there right in front of you. It's true, when living on Isle of Wight time, and I'll be in no hurry, 'cause I'm not running a race. I'll just slow down the pace, 'cause I'm living on Isle of Wight time. Yes, I'm just living on Isle of Wight time.
You're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6, and that was Living on Isle of Wight Time. Always makes me chuckle, and I'm very pleased to say that the geezer behind it all is now joining me online. So welcome, Steve Love. Can we call you Dr. Love?
No, you can't. You can call me Steve Love or Steve Love's IOW, which is my stage name.
Because I do.
My daughter-in-law is a Dr. Love, but I'm not.
Right, okay, fair enough. Got lots to talk about. I know off air we were kind of talking about, the online gigs, which obviously are going down really, really well. And they're the only source of, live music at the moment. So, you know, if you are thinking about going out and, going online and supporting, please do, because these guys have been absolutely fantastic throughout. And I know that, I'm hoping he won't mind me saying this, but I was talking to John Hacker very recently. And he was saying the only thing wrong with doing online gigs is that you can't see your audience for one. And you don't know how many people are out there. And sometimes it feels like a little bit soul destroying. You wouldn't guess that from any of the gigs that he's put on online, because he's such a professional. But what's your thoughts?
Well, I wouldn't entirely agree with John there. I watch his show on a Tuesday night. It's the folk music show. That's a part of my week. You can see everybody because it's on Zoom. So you can see all the faces, and you can all join in and applaud, and the performer can hear the applause and so on. So it feels a bit real to me. Even if you do them on Facebook or YouTube, there's a sort of comments column. And while you're playing away, you've got sort of one eye on the words and notes and the other eye on the comments and who's chatting and who's saying what and so on. But the other thing, of course, being alone in your music room or shed or bedroom, wherever you're playing, you can always just imagine that you're playing on a stage in front of thousands of people and give it all the energy of a festival. So, no, it still works for me.
Good, and that will be welcome by John, I'm sure, because I think everybody now and again just needs that little, I don't know, that little nudge of encouragement. And I think you and I both know he's incredibly talented and so on. So that's good news. I'm pretty sure he'll take that on board, because I think, looking at you, one of the things that I struggled with going from working in pubs and clubs and being this, I don't know, I was a bit of a noisy geezer when it comes down to performing and majorly interacting with your audience. And when you're on the radio, obviously, and when you're doing stuff online, you can't actually see your audience. So that's a major factor to get over.
It is. I want to sort of really say thank you and a great big well done. There's quite a sort of big handful of Ireland musicians and performers who have put themselves live onto Facebook, mostly, sometimes Zoom, doing live shows, live concerts, free to anybody that wants to come. Some of them put a hat out for anybody who likes to throw any money in, virtual money. Others, they just do it for free and for fun, and they're absolutely brilliant. And I put them all in the my little weekly guide to where to find live music every week on Vectis Radio. It's in the County Press on Friday as well. All the island musicians who are still doing live performances in spite of all the obstacles in their way.
Do you know what? I've got to thank you for that, because it's you know, what you do is fantastic, because you are really shouting for the, you know, the people at the moment that are probably struggling most, because they haven't been able to do a gig for now the best part of a year, which is incredible. And you talk to any musician, any singer, any songwriter, and they want to play their stuff live. They want to see how an audience reacts. And I would imagine they're bursting to get onto a stage or into a pub or into a club to play the new tunes that perhaps they've played, you know, they've been sort of working on for the last 12 months. Are you excited when you look forward and think we could be back in, I don't know, 3-4 months time, we could be doing live stuff? Are you thrilled to be thinking that?
I think thrilled is understating it. On the 4th of July last year, I think it was 4th of July, the unlock day, the day when, you know, some limited unlocking was allowed and public performance of music was allowed, I think, outdoors in open spaces. I went out busking in Ryde, and on my sandwich board thing, I put sort of 4th of July, outdoor music allowed today. It was great just to be able to sort of play loud and sing loud, and wasn't too bothered that most people just walked past. There is nothing like performing live in front of real people. So I'm really looking forward to it. But can I name some of the sort of island heroes who've been doing it all live on online?
Please do.
Right, I've got my little list here. There's been one or two others, so apologies if I missed any, but I've been going through the listings. But Hannah the Vintage Songbird, she's been doing some shows. She's absolutely fantastic. She, you know, she does what the name says. She sings some beautiful old-fashioned songs in the sort of old-fashioned style, and she's got the look and everything that goes with it. So she does shows. Ben Stubbs, he's a great guitarist and singer. He's been doing online shows, did a whole series of them before Christmas. They were great. Annie Daffin, another girl singers on the island, and she sometimes teams up with Jimmy, Annie and Jimmy, and they do Meatloaf stuff, which is pretty brave when there's only two of you and you're in a lockdown. Double Take, two girls who, don't know if they're twins, they look very much like it to me. Yeah, they did a show a couple of weeks ago, their very first one. They came out from undercover and did one a couple of weeks ago. Greg Chapman, he was on at the weekend. I watched him on Sunday. He does a sort of comedy, magic, improvisation, funny stories, knife throwing. Again, I suppose knife throwing is something that's a bit safer online, or it is for us anyway. He did his show. He's absolutely terrific. He does one every month at 3 o'clock on a Sunday. That'll be in the Vectis Radio Guide whenever he's doing it. And me, of course. I do one every Friday evening at 8:15. A whole bunch of my Isle of Wight songs. And I'm doing everything I can to encourage more people to come out. And, yeah, you don't get any money for it. And as you say, you can sort of interact with the audience because you can see them if it's Zoom and read messages if it's on Facebook or YouTube. But for me, partly for a musician who takes it seriously, it means that when we do get unlocked, you can absolutely hit the ground running. Your songs are ready, your repertoire is ready, your voice is ready, you've not forgotten the notes and so on. And can come out fighting or come out singing.
Good for you. I long to see you and everybody that you've just mentioned again, you know, in the coming months. You mentioned Hannah.
I missed one of my most important ones. Gary Hickey. Yes, Gary Hickey. He turns out most Friday nights. Sorry, Gary, if I missed you there. Sometimes himself, sometimes Gary and Laura. He's got a huge, great songbook. He did Who one week. He did Ian Anderson another. But yeah, Gary Hickey on Friday nights. Look out for him. You've got to choose between him or me because we're both on at the same time. We didn't plan that very well.
Oh, what a choice.
Sorry, Ian, I interrupted you there.
That's okay. I mean, you just touched on something there. With two people on at the same time, is there another way that we can just say, for instance, you know, if it was on the TV, we could record one and watch that later? Is it you know, because this is online, can we do that?
Yeah, the Facebook ones, mostly, if the host or the performer presses the right button, then it just stays on Facebook and it's a live performance that you can watch. Well, it's a live performance you can watch any time later. So yes, the answer is that's how to do that. Just look up the names, and if they've pressed the record button, it'll be there.
Brilliant. Okay. You mentioned Hannah the Vintage Songbird, and it's really strange because straight away I thought, crikey, that was the last actual live gig that we did, or that I went to. It was our very own Vectis Radio variety show, and Hannah very kindly hosted, and there was a couple of segments in the show where she sang beautifully. And that was the last thing we did back in, I think it was something like the 21st of March last year. It was like 2 days before lockdown.
Gosh, yeah. No, she did a wonderful VE Day concert as well. She's great.
Wonderful lady, and so many others that are like as well. Look, I've got so much to talk to you. How are you keeping sort of sane and fit?
Fit. Well, I play the guitar standing up, and I move around quite a lot, as anybody will have seen me do. So I guess that's a sort of probably an hour's workout a day. Lung exercise. I've decided that why waste a lockdown? I'm learning the euphonium, or euphonium is possibly teaching me that I wasn't made to play the euphonium. But that's a great big brass band instrument and so on. I had this idea of joining the Medina marching band one day, but it's quite a steep learning curve. That's before I even try and march. So that's the lung exercise. And staying sane, really sort of a weekly routine. In my case, the routine is built around music. So on a Monday, I run an open mic night for anybody who'd like to come. That's on Zoom. That's on your Vectis Radio guide every week. Tuesday, I go to John Hacker's folk night. Wednesday, I record Vectis Radio's What's On guide to music and so on. Thursday, I have a day off. Friday, I do my concert at 8:15 of all my Isle of Wight songs. And then Saturday, another day off. Sunday, start collecting up all the material for next week's Vectis Radio Guide and so on. And so the weeks go past. I will be very happy for that routine to be interrupted by unlocking. But from now to when we do unlock, I think I'm stuck with that.
Yeah. Talk about when we unlock and when we do it. If you could pick a place where you could play live as your first unlock gig of 2021, where would it be?
It would be, yes. I already know that because I've already got the booking. We're just waiting for the unlocking.
Right.
This would be the Moncton Arts Cafe. It's in Ryde. It's just off Moncton Street, off a little side street up towards the Ryde Motors there. And it's a little sort of art studio with lots of lovely arty stuff. I never understand what any of it is, but I like looking at it. And then you go through all of that. And then it's a really nice sort of cafe, tea room, cakes, scones, brownies, stuff like that, coffee. And they have me down there once a month. And in return for a nice piece of cake and a nice cup of coffee, I play them an hour and a half of my songs sitting in the corner. And it's just such a nice thing to do and such a nice place to be. So the Moncton Arts Lounge Cafe, just off Moncton Street in Ryde.
Do you know what? When we get a date, I'm going to come down there and see you do that. That's my first gig booked.
Well, you'll know when it is because it'll be in the Vectis Radio What's On guide.
Good. Now, what you've been working on at the moment? I want to ask you so many things about the current sort of situation with lockdown tunes that you've been working on. And I'm just thinking, you'd be perfect to write a song about having the jab.
Sort of toyed with it. I need sort of, I'm always looking for an Isle of Wight angle. So, and anyway, I've not had a jab yet, so I don't know what it's like. So I perhaps need to wait for experience. But funnily enough, I don't find the inspiration for songs comes when I've not got much to do and when it's quiet. I find it's when I'm really busy, then suddenly ideas will come pouring in. But I've been busy sort of building that's another lockdown project, trying to build a decking outside our back door so I can get sort of better view, better view of nothing very much. While doing that, loads of ideas. There was a lovely story in the county press only a couple of weeks ago, reprinted from 1940, about a German pilot who was shot down, came down in Bochum, and then went to the Blacksmith's Arms for a pint. And they all wanted to know how he knew the Blacksmith's Arms was there. And before the war, he'd been a regular visitor to the island. And then the guy who found him took him home to his mum, who made him tea and so on. So I've taken that story. So that one's working itself into a nice little song, which I will be playing at John Hacker's Tuesday night folk music night. That's a nice one. There's and then there's been quite a few reports over the winter of bits of the island falling off in Ventnor and everywhere else. I'm working on a song called Bits Keep Falling Off. And I'll send you that one as soon as I've got it finished. Bits Keep Falling Off. You know, I mean, it's how I work on a song. Really, you need a little line like that and everything else builds out from there. Once you've got Bits Keep Falling Off. And actually, if you listen to how many sort of professionally written songs, they start with a phrase or they've got a phrase and then the writer has built out from the phrase. But you have to have the phrase. So the Isle of Wight, Bits Keep Falling Off. And then again in the county press a couple of weeks ago. No, it was last year. There was a really interesting story about the Commodore in Ryde. The Commodore is a cinema and a bingo hall, all locked down, of course. I hope they survive the lockdown. But then before that, it was a dance hall. But this article was all about how in the 60s, it was a ballroom and it was run by one of the top pop impresarios in Britain. And everybody you've ever heard of from that era came and played there. So I thought that's got to be a song. And I got around to it eventually while I was supposed to be building the decking. And Down at the Commodore tells the story of the Commodore Ballroom and all the famous and not so famous names that played there.
And as if by magic, we've got it ready, queued up. Hey, look, Steve, thank you for being there. I think you're a terrific guy, not just, just terrific guy, but also the stuff that you do for us, for other people, just to keep everybody motivated and keep everybody, you know, going, so to speak. I just think it's a fantastic thing that you're doing. So thank you for that. And thank you for sending this song. And this is the first time ever anywhere this has been played.
This is the world top first ever premiere of Down at the Commodore.
Thank you, Steve. Take good care of yourself.
Thank you. I only know the Commodore in Ryde as a cinema and bingo hall, and before that a disco, but back in the 60s, it was the Commodore Ballroom. I went down to the Commodore to look around the old dance floor, but now it's all a bingo hall, and people don't go dancing anymore. So come on, baby, yeah, why don't you meet me there? Don't worry about the queue, 'cause I've got tickets for two. So I'll see you down the Commodore. I couldn't ask for any more. We can dance tonight on the Isle of Wight, down at the Commodore. Well, I'll tell you that's just a few of who we came and saw on a Saturday night on the Isle of Wight, down at the Commodore. On a Saturday night on the Isle of Wight, down at the Commodore.